We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Renault Remix Midnight Magic.
All right, Snacky Tunes, here we go. As the announcer said, Jacques Renault Midnight Magic Remix. That is the third time it's been our show, and today is very special.
Right. You know, we've been kind of, I don't know if we've ever really had this, I guess, in our year infancy, is that I discovered a song coming home from being on the road when we were in Chicago, and really loved it. And then found out that, you know, found the remixer, and we had him on the show. And then we found out the band is from Brooklyn, and we're gonna have Midnight Magic in the studio playing live today.
Yeah, we're watching them eat Roberta's right now.
There's about six of them. There's a percussion, horn, bass, Wurlitzer. And Tiffany on vocals. And it's been a nice little, I feel like it's a nice little arc for the summer.
But yeah, is this conclusion of our summer?
We're about to get into Scandal September, leaving Lawless August.
I'm not happy.
Don't condone that?
No.
You know, one of the great things about the turning of the seasons is that the diets change and there's new foods to eat. And we have two very special guests on today. Anna and Constance from Lafooding.
Hi.
Welcome to
Bonjour.
Yeah, bonjour. Yeah. I will be conducting today's interview mostly in French. That is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
You will be translating my English into French and then asking Anna questions. So.
Okay, that's going to be interesting.
For all those who don't know, what is lefooding?
Okay, so lefooding is this French movement that was created 10 years ago. It's many things. It's a gastronomic guide in France, but we also do events. We've been doing events for the last 10 years. Actually, yeah, this year is our 10th anniversary. We're doing our second event in New York this year. We did the first one last year, which was a huge like gastronomic picnic where we gathered chefs from New York and Paris at PS1. And this year we're doing it again at PS1, but it's a cook-off between some of the best chefs actually from New York and San Francisco. It's called Le Grand Fooding New York versus San Francisco.
And why New York versus San Francisco?
Yeah, why not New York versus Paris?
Well, we actually did something with Paris last year.
Yeah, she said that. You're not paying attention.
No.
Yeah, I'm listening.
No, I understand that, but like, why not Paris again?
Oh,
well, you know, we're not the French embassy, obviously, so we're not interested in bringing other French chefs. We wanted to do something else, and we're used to work with David Chang,
mm-hmm.
this guy who has Momofuku in New York, and we were speaking with him in January, and we just found that he had said these terrible things about San Franciscan food.
Oh, right, about the figs, right?
Yeah. I think the exact sentence is every... I don't know if I can say the F word.
You can.
Okay. Every fucking restaurant in San Francisco and the... only put figs on a plate, do something with your food.
You can't say that F word. You can't say fig.
Oh. I knew it.
So, yeah, and it was a big scandal because, you know, all these San Franciscan chefs, they're very recognized now with Daly's Water Strands and stuff. And so we said, okay, let's make fun of it and let's make a cook-off. So we had this six chef coming from San Francisco who are going to sort of fight against a New York chef at PS1.
What exactly are they fighting for?
Well, they're fighting... It's not going to be a real, like, there's not going to be judges. It's, I guess they're fighting to, we're going to see who's really, yeah, it's really the point. It's always the point of our events. It's all about, obviously, it's all about food, but it's also about fun, about pleasure, about discovering new chefs, new dishes, new...
Yeah, it's not like the usual food fairs. Like, we're not going to judge or anything. We're not really interested in, you know, putting marks or all the scientific part. So, yeah, it's more about gathering DJs and chef and mixologists and just have fun.
So who are the contenders? Who's cooking for New York? Who's cooking for San Francisco?
Okay, so for New York, we have, well, David Chang, obviously, because he's the one who started the whole controversy. We also have Nate Appleman from Bulino's,
who's sort of a
traitor.
Turncoat. I was looking for a kinder word. Do you know who he is? He rooting for his home turf, or is he?
No, he's fully New York.
Oh man.
No, he's well. His restaurant is in New York right now.
That's true.
Okay. well, we have Dan Barber from Blue Hill.
Uh huh.
We have...
He's going to grow a special vegetable just for the event.
Yes.
Like a fooding vegetable.
Oh, like a never before had...
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what it is?
No idea.
Wait, like a never had before vegetable?
Mm-hmm.
Like he found a new species of vegetable?
Exactly. Yeah. Right away, you know, like he heard about the fooding and...
So he created a vegetable for this.
Exactly.
I cannot wait to eat that.
I mean,
I'm very curious.
Don't you automatically win if you... create a new strain of vegetable?
No one wins. It's true. You're not paying any attention.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
But I mean, but this is the whole thing. It's like you can't put a versus in a competition with New Yorkers and not have New Yorkers be like, so wait, who's going to win?
Yeah, but look, like, well,
maybe,
who's going to...
Maybe you can organize a poll.
Okay.
Okay, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
Wait, who from San Francisco is coming out?
Oh, well, some from San Francisco, we have Daniel Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Fox, James Seabout,
Lawrence Jossel,
Murad Lalu, Melissa Perello, And for the pizza, we have Charlie Hallowell from Pizza Yolo in Oakland.
Yeah, just to finish, in New York, it's not only Manhattan Chef, it's also Brooklyn Chef. Just saying. So we have the Vinegar Hill House.
Oh, I love that place.
And actually, the guy of Pizza Moto, they do pizza.
The Motorino?
No, Pizza,
oh,
Pizza Moto.
Oh, Pizza Moto.
Yeah.
See, I guess the argument comes down to I think the argument that we've always heard is that New York chefs have a problem with San Francisco is because they just think that San Francisco has such great access to produce, mm-hmm. and that's the only reason why their food is good, and that New Yorkers have to work with such tough resources.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we had we talked with the chef, and Nate Appelman was saying, obviously, New York is more about restaurant, and San Francisco is more about food, so that would be the difference in terms of cuisine.
Hmm.
Yeah, we actually asked. I don't know if you've seen the program so far.
It's with the chefs facing each other.
Yes, exactly. It's also on the website. But we actually asked all the chefs to answer to David Chang's quote. So they all gave us different answers. Well, Nate Appelman gave us the one Anna just talked about. I think Daniel Patterson just answered Dave Who. That was his thing.
Yeah. Dan Barber was like
looking forward to learn how to wrap a great burrito. That's the.
I wonder if David Chang's gonna wake up with like a severed fig in his bed, a la Godfather style.
He's actually, I think he's actually cooking pretty much like vegetables and like it's beets and goat cheese, I think. So it's, but some of the San Francisco chefs are doing. I know Daniel Patterson is cooking a dish called vegetables on a plate. So I guess it's a.
Is that sort of a.
Irony.
Yeah.
Irony. Huh. I wonder if it's going to be meat in the shape of vegetables.
If what?
If it'll be meat in the shape of vegetables.
Well, you could do that.
Maybe. So on Snacky Tunes, we always combine our love of food and music. I don't know that music plays a big part in your events. I know you had James Murphy participating last year. So what type of music and DJs can we expect at this. The event this year?
At this event, well, we're gonna have, what we always do is that we have like people coming from both cities, so that's why James Murphy was representing New York last year, while we had a French DJ Colcos who represented Paris, and this
from
year
Le Baron.
Yes, from Le Baron.
Ooh.
And
ooh.
Ooh, fancy. And this year we're gonna have Dan the Automator representing San Francisco, and we'll have Grizzly Bear from Brooklyn, actually.
Oh,
he's going to be DJing.
Oh, that's awesome. And they'll be DJing both nights, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just this whole community of people who, you know, likes lifestyle generally. So it comes to music, graphic arts, photos, and food. And yeah, we try to gather all these people. Even the sponsors like Veuve Clicquot, they're very constrained by art and this whole thing. I mean, you know.
And you did an event at Calvary on the Rocks over the summer as well.
Yeah, exactly. And all these DJs, they love to eat, actually.
They love to eat.
I mean, you spend so many of your first years not eating, that when you do get food.
I think one of the...
You want the good food.
Yeah, I mean, one of the best things about being a touring DJ is when you get to go to Europe and the promoters take you out to these meals.
Yeah.
It's a little dangerous. You don't want to eat too much before you go on, but you're like, all right, another piece of cheese.
That's what actually was funny last year. A lot of... There were really, like, new connections between some of the DJs and the chefs. Like James Murphy actually connected pretty well with some of the French chefs that he saw again in Paris, and those French chefs connected with the American chefs, like for all the guys from Marlowe. And
I mean, I guess it's more and more popular. It's like this book you had, like Julio, you know, making a recipes book or any kind of artist opening
a dime bag of salt.
I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's like a dime bag of salt. It's like the recipe. Or like half a dime bag of pepper. Yeah. So real quick, the future of Le Fooding, what can Americans expect? Can New York verse, but not really verse, any other cities?
Well, right now we don't really. We're not. We're pretty focused on this.
Is coming up.
Yeah. Well, we have a new. Well, what, right after New York, we're gonna have another Grand Fooding, which is gonna be in Milan.
In Italy, yeah, that's the first we're doing in Italy. Ooh. No, and for New York, I mean, we're gonna keep on, you know, try to bring a different perception of food. You have a lot of food events, but I think Le Fooding is very specific in this way. It's not really for like food geeks, you know, it's more about just enjoying food and life in general, so we'll try.
Sounds very French.
Yeah, well, we'll try to tell a new story. That's what we do. We tell stories. Last year it was more like this love story between the chefs of New York and in Paris, and this year it's this
now
little,
it's war, right?
Yes, it's war. Yeah. It's a friendly war. It's a friendly battle.
So if I wanted to get tickets, the event is September 24th and 25th at PS1. If I wanted to get tickets, where could I go?
Yeah, you have to go online.
The website is www.legrandfooding.com.
All right, is for the, Americans, do you want to spell that out?
That's what? Yeah. L-E Grand Fooding?
Exactly. Yes, .com? Okay. That's it. And, well, the opening... yeah, make fun of us.
No, it's not making fun.
It's us. It's not you. I'd be like, there's...
Was there a D in there?
Yeah.
Everything after the A sort of dropped out.
Yeah. The big opening for the sales is going to be on September 13th, but there are actually some special links going around right now, so...
And we'll remind people when we get closer to the date.
Do you think maybe we could do a giveaway down the road? Maybe? Do some promotion?
What is a giveaway? To, like, actually give away?
Like some passes?
Oh, well, the thing is...
it's charity.
It's a charity event.
Oh, guys, buy your tickets. Yeah.
Yeah, we're...
Forget that.
We're giving the money of the tickets to the
Put
NGO...
On the spot.
Action Against Hunger.
Oh, fantastic.
So. Oh, yeah.
All right, buy your tickets.
Buy tickets.
And it's buy and them actually soon. The high-end ticket is like, it's only $65, right?
Well, there are two kinds of tickets. There's a $50 ticket and the $80 tickets, which... actually, the $80 tickets... They allow you to arrive an hour sooner and to have a free hour of Veuve Clicquot Champagne.
But yeah.
Oh, well, that alone.
But $50 is for the whole food and also many different drinks, like you have alcohol included.
All right, guys, it's good food, good people, good cause, good music, and it's probably going to sell out. It's probably going to be insane. So I would get your tickets. I would hunt for those special links.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you for being on the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
All right. Anna, Constance, thank you so much. We got Midnight Magic coming up in just a little bit. Big shout out to our sponsor today, Fairway. For all your great produce, meats, and specialty foods, check out Fairway in both Brooklyn and New York. It is a fantastic supplier and purveyor of all things fresh and delicious. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. This is Chili for Your Love. That's a classic hit from way back when. Chili for your love. Coming at you live from Snacky Tunes. We are in a great mood today because we have one of our favorite bands and favorite people.
Favorite bands. We said that
You should yell more into the
I'm going to yell more. We heard someone pass me the remix when we were coming back from Chicago, and you know, then we I went out. Someone?
Let's sue them.
Yeah, let's sue them.
Yo, let's have this friend. His name's the Internet?
Yeah, it's called the Internet. Let's just say it got passed to me, and then I hunted down Jacques, and I was like, you're awesome. You should come on our radio show, and he was on last week?
Yeah, he was on last week. And he is awesome,
and he's great.
Jacques is amazing.
Jacques is, he's like, oh yeah, I'm going over to Ibiza to play Space. I was like, yeah, you are, dude. I was like, that's awesome.
And then we were like, well, you know, if we have Jacques, we should really actually have the people that created the song well, not just remixers. So we would like to welcome Midnight Magic to Snacky Tunes.
Thank you.
Really excited to see you guys.
Do you guys want to go around the room, or do we need to do the names? You guys want to
do that?
Yeah.
All right. Just say names and who you are, and I'll turn that microphone over this way. All right. What'd you guys start?
Oh.
All right.
I'll start.
Okay.
My name's Tiffany Roth, and I'm a Sagittarius.
Thomas.
I sing in the band. I'm proud of that.
Okay.
My name's Andrew Raposo, and I'm bass player. And typical Pisces. Typical Pisces. My name is Morgan, and I'm a lovely Libra. And I play keyboards and mouth percussion. No, just keyboards.
Wow.
It's true, though.
My name is Andrew Frawley. I am a Taurus.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I hit things.
You mess with the bull, you get the horns. You know what I mean?
Gaito Sanchez, I'm Cancer. Play guitar, percussions, and sometimes drums.
That's true.
Truth.
And Nick, I don't
know. I'm Nick Roseboro. I'm one of many horn players. And I'm a Leo, but not your half is Leo.
Ooh. I think. And just to know the accompanying laughs that we have Sarah Hooper from Jelly NYC. We'd like to give a big congratulations for the final pool party. It celebrated its 5-year anniversary. With such acts like DMC, Andrew WK, Tim from Les Savvy Fab, Gucci Man played last night. It was great. And we have Maggie Horn here as well, who you remember from our telephone episode, which you can find on our podcast through iTunes.
So, Magic.
Yeah, just give
let's
us a
let's get
let's
this quick
let's
and
do
dirty.
A song. Let's do a song, and then
we'll
do a
song.
Yeah, let's do a song, and then we'll come back and we'll get a little history.
I just wanna say before we start, I wanna shout this out to Carter Yasipaki and Jason Disu and Max Goldman, who are not with us today, and it's probably for the best because it is super tight.
It is really tight in here,
and you guys would have had to share this delicious pizza with them.
I
so
know, yeah.
All right, so here we go. While I get set up, Midnight Magic live on Snacky Tunes
Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks to Jack Inslee and Rec Tech for rocking the show, and Roberta's for delicious food. Are we ready to do this, guys?
What's the first one going to be?
This is called Drop Me a Line.
Drop Me a Line.
You guys got it.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh,
All right. That is Midnight Magic live on Snacky Tunes. Thank you. Amazing. So why don't you come sit down on next to us and
that sounds better when it's fueled by pizza, doesn't it?
Yeah. Pizza, the energy food. So why don't you give our listeners a little background on Midnight Magic?
Tiffy.
Andrew.
Tiffy.
Andrew.
Tiffy.
Andrew.
Rock, seriously, paper, scissors.
I was born in Boston, March 5th, 1980. My mom actually was... Oh, no, I'm sorry, about Midnight Magic. Yeah. My bad. Okay, sorry. Morgan and Tiffany were working on, like, four-track recordings and all this stuff about 13 years ago in L.A., and I was living out there, actually crashing on Morgan's floor, and they did not really invite me to make music with them, but I was a fan. And then I went back to the East Coast, and I was in this band called Automato with the guys from Holy Ghost, and we made a record, and Morgan came out and joined that band. And when that band broke up in... That was all like in 2002, and then record came out in 03, 04, whatever it was. That band was done, broken up by 2005. And I wasn't playing or doing anything. And then Morgan called me and said, you know, Tiffany moved here and we're working on stuff again. This guy Carter from the New School, and this guy Max, and this guy Evan Herring. And I came and we jammed, and we, the four of us, five of us, six of us, we talked about, like, well, let's do something with this. And we were working all this great music, and it was going really well. And then, Morgan and I got conscripted into Hercules and Love Affair, and basically just helped Andy put the live band together. And we pulled a lot of people out of Midnight Magic in order to do that. So Tiffany was like, "Oh man, really? Oh man."
Yeah, she is not smiling.
Yeah,
all you radio listeners.
And then at the end, of the album cycle for the first record, Andy wanted to go off, do his thing. We wanted to go off, do our thing. And we got working on our first release, actually finishing it, getting the Jacques remix, getting Gavin's remix, getting Goldsworthy, who I call the J.D. Salinger of dance music, to do a remix. And Permanent, I don't know, they kind of came out of nowhere, and they're like, let's do this. And we're like, okay. So we added Andrew to the band last year and Kaito to the band last year. Nick and Carter, like, best friends from Seattle, so it kind of made sense for Nick to be in the band. And I don't know, we're gonna have hopefully 15, 16, 17 members by next year.
So really just making a really easy touring band. I mean, really exciting, you know, like, for anybody who's listening to the show, you know, we saw you guys at that Tandem, the PS1 after party. Sarah was there, and Darren, and a bunch of us. And normally one of us was, you know, we'll go out and we'll see a band, like, that was awesome. And I'll be like, you were high. It's like, yeah, but that was still really awesome. This time we were all high and we all really liked it. So it was like great to see. And it's great to see bands like that, you know, playing in tandem, in like a back corner.
Well, that place is awesome.
And that place is awesome.
It's really small. And I think one of the best parts is I didn't see the horn players in there. And then because you guys didn't have horns in the first song, and the second song, the horns came in. I was like, that's one of the best sampled horns. What is that coming out of the keyboard? And then I just like... shifted over behind my person. I was like, oh, there's two horn players in the corner. But it's you guys do that great thing where you sort of mix your whole set live.
Yeah.
And and so you guys, like, how long did it take for you to sort of put the live show together once you guys got back together after, you know, post Hercules?
I don't know. I mean, we started practicing and really trying to just make the band a tighter, tougher band. You know, kind of honor a little bit more the spirit of the way the things were recorded, which we didn't really do yet, or haven't really done yet. But I don't know, we started doing like the one continuous set thing, like, I think it was like we just wanted
only, only like maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah, only 6 months ago. Yeah, something like that. I'm looking at Morgan, and he's just not going to say anything. He's just not, I'm just looking. Yeah. Yeah, it was a, oh, there's a man at the window.
Yeah.
It's a very scary man.
He's thinking that our friends
dined in. What's going on here?
He thought that our friends dined in Dash, and they snuck in here to do it.
So the live show is a work in progress, but we're finally there yet, I think, ready to do tours and stuff like that. So
Excited. And we're, you know, well, the reason why we're having you on is we can talk about this after the break, is that we're having Punches is going to be playing with you guys tomorrow night.
Oh yeah,
at Union Hall, which is a free show, which, but you know, let's play another song. We talk about the show tomorrow.
Sure.
And yeah, what's,
I like it to be known that we only play in really small spaces.
Right,
like this space and Union Hall.
So what song is next?
Same Way I Feel.
Same Way. It's a little slower. Oh dear.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm.
Between the sheets with Midnight Magic.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is Snacky Tunes. We got Midnight Magic coming up for the second of three songs. And I don't know, grab the one you love, hold them tight.
You are terrible at this. You're saying a year you've been doing this?
Terribly awesome.
Terribly awesome.
Once again, Midnight Magic.
Slow jam for the Mondays, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are listening to Snacky Tunes. That is Midnight Magic live.
You can sit wherever
you like.
I got the amp.
Oh. Have a seat.
So let's talk about a little bit about the name Midnight Magic. Where does it come from? What to represent?
Oh.
Please explain this because you, my friend, have a lot of problems with that.
Yeah. We had come up with so many different names and they were all so stupid.
Can you give us an example of what didn't work?
Like Midnight in the Stars.
Okay.
Which I actually still kind of like. We came up with Deep Out, which I was like, yeah, man, it's totally like psych.
Okay.
That didn't work.
I'm not even going to talk about that one.
No, Pee-Pee Pipe? That's right, Pee-Pee Pipe?
No, Pee-Pee Pipe was not even... That was just a joke.
Pink Dolphin Pussy.
That's
that
not real.
Now it's on the radio, so I don't know. It's we just made it...
But we were Fidelia. We were another... which is the password that Tom Cruise says in Eyes Wide Shut. And but he says it in this way. It's his delivery. He goes, Fidelia. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Anyway, so these guys came up with Midnight Magic, and I was like, no, absolutely not. That's ridiculous. It sounds like a batch of acid that you get.
Go on. All right. I'm with you.
I was like, no fucking way are we going to be called Midnight Magic. It's a joke. And then for like the first year of us performing live, I'd be like, we're Midnight Magic. But now I'm kind of into it.
Yeah, you can't make that joke. It's just going to stick. You're like, all right, well, we used to be, and then you have to be formally Midnight Magic. Yeah. For whatever name is so.
That's the word.
Right.
That's the word.
I'm proud of it now. I really
It's a great name.
Thank you.
And it's Googleable, which we have which we have actually talked about on this show. We call ourselves Punches. Just try Googling Punches. Never going to find us.
Never going to find it. A lot of hockey fights.
Yeah, a lot of hockey fights. So we got a show with you guys tomorrow.
Yes.
Which we're pretty excited about.
So are we.
And what else do you guys have for live tours, album releases, websites, things like that?
I'll field that.
Yep.
Because I have a BlackBerry, so I get all those emails really quickly. We are going to do a bunch of stuff in New York coming up. In October 15th, we're doing this huge party in Williamsburg with Shock, which is going to be super fun. And then we're going out to the West Coast, hopefully in October or early November, to do a Rhonda party.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. I've been. It's the best.
Great. And then there's a great DJ, like luminary guy in LA named Ashlyn Mines, who's also going to feature us at this crazy after hours spot that he has now, which I can't mention on the radio because it'll kill me probably.
Highland Ballroom.
It's, and then, oh yeah, Highland Ballroom.
June 23rd. Thank you. Up for Escort.
Right, Highland Bar, October 23rd, opening for Escort. Yeah. We're going to blow that disco band out the water. No, I'm kidding. I love those guys.
And then I think we asked you guys to play our EP release on the 12th of October.
Ooh, that's another plug.
We'll have to talk to Nick about cross-promotion.
Yeah, yes. Why not?
And hopefully he doesn't get too upset.
No, I'm excited to see Escort, really, because, you know, we're kind of like this live big band, dance band, and they have a lot of members, too, and it would be like a good basketball tournament.
They'd be good. They haven't. They've been sort of off the radar recently. Are they right? When's the last time they played?
I don't know, but I know someone who saw them recently and said they were really good.
So that's gonna be a good show. And those tickets are on sale now, right?
I believe so.
Oh man, it's gonna be awesome.
Awesome.
So also just for final details, you can find the free RCP for tomorrow night's show if you just go to PunchesBK on Twitter, and it's free. Just get there early because Union Hall like double the size of this.
So wait a second. In a Punches versus Midnight Madness Bocce tournament, who's winning?
Bocce.
Probably you guys.
I don't even know, but I don't know how to play bocce.
I don't either.
You have the bodies for it.
Yeah. You know, I have been told that I'm a very strong Italian physique with great bocce arms.
Well, you know what? I've got some WAP in me as well. So, I mean, we're just going to have to
I might have to WAP you on the court then.
And
with that, thank you for listening to Snacky Tunes. We're your host, Finger on the Pulse. We will be off next week for the long weekend. Hopefully we'll see
We're getting out of here early today.
I'm
getting on the road for the beach. So enjoy this short but packed show. Thank you to Anna and Constance from LaFooding. Fairway, fantastic fare for low, low prices. Always delicious, always fresh.
Thank you to Roberta's, Jack and Z Rec Tech.
Yeah, we got one more talk about tonight.
Yeah, we got one. This is our like closeout banter. Can you not tell professionals this? This is the like, Andrew's like, but you said we could have three.
We're so good at closing out the show.
He thought we were leaving. That's how good we are. He's like, but we chugged us on here.
And a big shout out to Maggie Horn, to Telephone, and Sarah Hooper of Jelly NYC.
Congratulations again on a great 5 years. And
tell Gucci to give me my medallion back. That's my ice cream cone.
Yeah, that's my cream. So we're gonna hear "Beam Me Up," which we've been playing the remix of a million times and never played the original in here, so this will be like the original debut of it.
You're real good at radio.
I'm great at radio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
And once again,
thank you guys for having Midnight Magic.
NPR, if you're listening,
we are
available for all birthday parties, car washes, and 10th and 15th year anniversaries.
Yeah. One more time, Midnight Magic. Thank you.
Thank you.